Next is a meeting with disciples given on January 19th, 1996 in Srivandavan Dham.
Ayurveda chapter 7, God glories to the holy name. He talks that Lord Chaitanya related he had had with his spiritual master, Ishwara Puri. And so here in Vrindavan we've had maybe 5 or 6 disciples meetings and the seminar, last class in the seminar today. So one thing I wanted to express my appreciation for all the devotees coming to these meetings. Some of you are staying on for the festival, but some of you are going right back after the month. So I appreciate that you've come to be with me. And in reciprocation, I want to give you Krishna consciousness. We don't have just a casual relationship. It's as Prabhupada says when he answered that young man, Dr. Mishra's, he had to choose the right guru, he said, because it's a great responsibility, both for the disciple and the spiritual master. So I want to give you Krishna consciousness in whatever ways I can in our relationship. Sometimes I feel unworthy. As we all should, actually. But especially this obligation at such a high standard expected both from the Shastra and from the devotees themselves. Sometimes I try to express some of that too to you, my feelings, and I'm especially able to do that when I write in my private hours, but then we share some of that writing and publishing. I try to express things in honesty about the relationship. Of course, basically, I accept that that we're functioning, that I'm representing Srila Prabhupada, and that this is a bona fide relationship in reciprocal succession. For me personally, the counter propaganda which it attacks ISKCON, that there's no real spiritual masters after Prabhupada, that only he initiates. For me, that somehow serves the purpose of arousing my conviction that it is bona fide. Sometimes counter movements serve that purpose. Sometimes they disturb and weaken a conclusion, and sometimes they serve to actually strengthen it. So I may feel, sometimes I may express something that I feel unworthy, and then somebody of that viewpoint will say, yes, this shows that you are unworthy, and that's why you're doubting. Then I hear that, I immediately think, no, I'll never accept what you say. It's a different thing to say I'm unworthy than you're saying. So this can be expressed in writing.